Arizona right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Live 13 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. I cannot tell you how much of a nice day it was today. If you have, well, I'm sure you've probably been out, but let me tell you, I was so surprised this morning when I got up and went outside thinking, just thinking, that the cold weather was still permeating in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
Not so.
It's going away for a bit.
It's very mild, very nice. I'm not looking forward to Friday. I'm not going to step on you. I know you got this coming up in a second.
Yeah, this is my turf.
You know, Austin's got all this weather stuff covered, but I just wanted to point out Friday is going to be a monster day for weather.
Yeah, I can see it.
Jeez. Should they hang around for a couple of minutes here for you?
Yeah, it's already 4:13, so in a couple minutes we'll get it. It's coming soon, but yeah, that's going to be our highest high of the foreseeable next several days, and yeah, as you said, it's going
to
be rainy.
Might be a nice day to put off the car wash.
Yes.
On Friday. Okay, let's talk about some stock numbers ending down today after the Fed announced interest rates. Those rates are going to stay the same. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks finishing lower after the Federal Reserve opted not to cut interest rates for the first time since it began trying to help the economy in September. The central bank concluding its first two-day policy meeting and, as expected, will be keeping its key rate steady at a range of between 4.25% to 4.5%. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the central bank is not in a hurry to adjust their policy stance. The Dow winners, Nike, Caterpillar, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow decliners, Nvidia, Salesforce, and Home Depot. The Dow falling 137 points. The NASDAQ lower by 101, S&P 500 down 28. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
414 News Radio 92.3. I want to tag on to this real briefly here as we're talking finances and numbers. As expected, the Federal Reserve going to be holding those interest rates steady. And Hillary comes back with more on that story.
The Fed hitting the pause button on interest rates, Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
The committee decided to maintain the target range for the federal funds rate at 4.25% to 4.5%.
In its statement, the Fed upgraded its assessment of the job market, calling it solid, while toughening its assessment of inflation, saying that it still remains somewhat elevated. Powell says the economy is strong overall and that the Fed has made significant progress towards its goals over the last 2 years, but the central bank is not in a hurry to adjust their policy stance. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Alrighty, 4:15 on the nose here. We'll get that first quick check of the roads and weather Chris and I were just talking about. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. We do have some pretty severe backups on Palafox Street. That's if you're traveling northbound passing Burgess Road. Also have some on Mobile Highway traveling northbound past Michigan Avenue. Outside of that, it's just a bit more of the same. As for the weather, sitting at around 66 degrees right now. Tonight's low is going to be 55. Tomorrow, a little bit warmer, high of 68, low of 61. And as Chris mentioned just a few minutes ago, Friday, high of 72, low of 48, though, but there's going to be an 80% chance of rain throughout the day.
But doesn't the rain sound so much better than snow?
It's definitely more in our usual wheelhouse.
At least it's more maneuverable.
Yes, more maneuverable and definitely more familiar.
Okay, I wanted to get this in before 5 o'clock because this is what I'm talking about. Today, Scambia County's hosting a public meeting. This is for the Bob Sykes Fishing Pier South Rehabilitation Project. They're going to do it over the SRIA building on the beach. The public meeting will be held immediately after the regular scheduled SRIA board meeting. That gets underway about 5 o'clock. Staff will share the preliminary concept of the project, outline the next steps, and share the proposed timeline about the project. So if you are concerned about Pensacola Beach, you might want to be over there.
Alrighty, and one of our top stories nationally, the Lake and Riley Act, has been signed into law by President Trump. It allows for the detention of illegal immigrants who are accused of theft and violent crimes. Trump called the bill a tremendous tribute to Riley, the Georgia nursing student who was murdered just over a year ago by an illegal immigrant.
Well, I didn't think I would really hear about this. I was thinking this guy's going to squirm out of it somehow, but no, didn't happen. Former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez going to jail after a judge sentenced him to 11 years for bribery and other crimes, maybe for buying too many shoes. Did you see how many shoes that guy had in his, not him, but his wife's shoes? Amazing. Brian Linus has the latest from NYC.
According to prosecutors, this is the harshest criminal sentence that has ever been handed down to a U.S. senator in our nation's history. Now, this follows two of his co-conspirators, two New Jersey businessmen who were also sentenced today to 7 and 8 years in prison, and they had to pay over a $1.2 million fine. This extraordinary sentencing comes after a jury last July convicted Menendez of those 16 federal charges, including bribery and acting as a foreign agent on behalf of the government of Egypt.
Wow. Yeah. You know, we always hear about corruption in politics and all that. So I'm surprised that Menendez's sentence, while a long one, I'm surprised it's the longest in history.
I'm surprised it took so darn long.
Oh, gosh. They did. They drew that out.
They strung us years and years and years.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, he's going to jail for 11.
All righty. And the Florida Democratic Party calls the immigration bill an unconscionable abuse of power for a state legislature. FDP Chair Nikki Fried released a statement yesterday after the bill was passed. She says it will have drastic consequences for immigrants in Florida, especially Dreamers, who will be kicked out of college before they can finish their degree.
Why don't they let things settle down and get finalized before you jump all in the news on this stuff? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, it all moves very fast when stuff like this takes place.
It just doesn't make any sense. I want to also tell you about one of the hardest working people in legislature. Of course, we're talking about Representative Michelle Saltzman. She and community partners have launched a children's winter coat drive to help children stay warm at one local elementary school here in Northwest Florida. And I say this because, yeah, enjoy the mild temperatures as you will. They're here for a couple of days. But coming up, I'm going to tell you, we have not seen the last of our cold weather. So the drive is, I wanted to get that point in there that, yes, cold weather is returning. The drive is underway collecting new coats. They will do this, and this is my urgency here, through tomorrow afternoon. So all of the coats will be delivered to the Lincoln Park Elementary School on Friday. Remember the operative word there. Thursday's the deadline. Right. Tomorrow. So make sure to take care of that. I'm pointing at you like you get out there.
Yeah.
And get those.
I'll keep that in mind.
All right. Three locations to drop off the new coats. Saltzman's office, 3212 South Highway 95A up in Cantonment. The Jubilee Church on North W Street and Splash Adventures on Pensacola Boulevard. She's always working on something out there.
All righty. Just about four.
Hard working lady.
Oh, yeah, she always is. Just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Hamas is planning to release three Israeli hostages tomorrow. Of course, hostage negotiations, ceasefire negotiations, that has all been very splotchy when it comes to Israel and Hamas. So hopefully we'll finally see some progress here. Coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary, gave her first press conference yesterday and said, a lot, including addressing the drones over New Jersey and the price of eggs and the order that federal funding would be put a halt to. In fact, we talked about that with Tim Kinsella, the city administrator for Pensacola, and what the city is doing to adapt to the announcement that funds would be at least temporarily paused. Big issue for local governments. You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Staying healthy after 65 just got easier with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. Your journey to wellness includes a customized primary care experience with Ochsner's trusted team of providers. This means more time with your care team at appointments and focus on your health needs. Plus, daily group activities, access to an on-site fitness center. Achieve your health goals with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. Accepting patients at 9 Mile Road and their new location on Mobile Highway, opening soon. Visit Ochsner.org/65+-Pensacola.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving. Which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now. Yes, it is cold as ice. Sitting in that Circle K beer cooler right now.
Yeah, this would have been a great song to use as a bumper last week. This time last week.
Yeah, it really would. You know, you always think about this as hindsight.
Yeah.
Like Monday morning quarterback, if you know what I'm saying. I got to talk about a knucklehead here real quick. This is crazy. A 20-year-old guy, his name's Kyler Vickery of Cantonment, has been charged with attempted video voyeurism in the bathroom at Dillard's in Cardova Mall.
Oh, come on.
He was booked into the Escambia jail on a charge of attempted third-degree felony video voyeurism and third-degree felony use with a two-way communications device to facilitate a felony. I'm not through. The victim...
You're like, just wait.
I'm just getting started here. The victim told authorities he was using a urinal when an iPhone appeared over the top of the stall in what he believed was an attempt to videotape him while he was using that urinal.
Ew.
I'm just wondering how that goes. Like, if you're put into a jail, I'm not familiar with jail cells, but if you're put into a jail area, yeah, maybe there's other people in there and they're squelching stories. Well, what are you in here for? Well, I stole a car. What are you in here for?
I was watching a dude pee.
I was watching a guy pee. I mean, God, how long do you think he would last in jail?
Either he's getting beat up or people are shimmying away from him.
Oh, my gosh. 427 News Radio 92.3. Where we go sometimes with this. The Justice Department is dropping the Mar-a-Lago documents case against two co-defendants of President Trump. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
The Justice Department asked the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals to withdraw the case against Walt Nauta and Carlos de Oliveira, who worked at Mar-a-Lago for President Trump. Oliveira as the property manager, Nauta as a valet and bodyguard. Nauta was accused of moving boxes of documents, Oliveira of deleting security footage. A federal judge in Florida dismissed the case against the then former president, saying the special counsel appointed over his case didn't have power to pursue prosecution. After the president was reelected, the special counsel asked to withdraw the case entirely, with without prejudice, though, meaning it could be taken up again after his presidential term. The Justice Department asked to end proceedings against Nauta and Oliveira with prejudice. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
All righty, just a little bit past 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This DraftKings weather update brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Looking at the roads here, our worst-looking spot is going to be on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound. Coming from the Windhaven Beach area, we have an accident reported in front of the Walmart Supercenter causing some congestion over there. Outside of that, it's just some minor congestion at Burgess Road and Palafox, particularly if you're traveling northbound on Palafox Road there, or Palafox Street, that is. And Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 66 degrees, low of 55 tonight.
Okay, over in that Navarre area, this time of day, it's horrible. Even the best of days.
Yeah, it sucks anyway.
So anyway, good luck maneuvering that situation. Two unidentified 19-year-old men were, well, we're talking about the roads here, were injured in a crash early this morning. FHP is confirming the crash occurred around 3:54 on the westbound entrance ramp of the 10 freeway from Davis Highway. That's just on the other side of us.
Yeah.
On the north side. Troopers say the sedan was traveling at a high rate of speed and was unable to negotiate that curve. And by golly, on wet days, you see a lot of people go to the curve.
Mm-hmm.
They really, that's a very dangerous area, so I hope those two guys get better really soon. Always interested in getting a bargain for your energy dollar. Wouldn't you say you would be in the same boat there? One of America's leading energy manufacturers has announced a multi-million dollar investment that is expected to, you like this, create jobs and bring energy costs down. Ashley Webster has more from Greenville, South Carolina.
When you have a big demand for energy, you have to have big answers. They don't come much bigger than this. This is the GE Vernova's natural gas-powered turbine. This turbine alone can take care of up to 500,000 U.S. households, and they're selling like hotcakes. They sold 8 of these in 2023, 25 last year, and already they have orders filled for this year and beyond. That's why the company is investing more than $500 million to build more of these turbines while adding 1,500 more jobs. Great news for GE, but even better news, perhaps, for the administration.
Doesn't the GE plant here in Pensacola make those blades or something with that unit?
They may.
I think they do. Maybe a texter can tell you.
Feel free to text in if you know the answer. 850-437-1620.
Really make the blades here.
You won't win anything. We're not giving away tickets right now, but you'll win a thumbs up from me.
And a sincere thank you.
Yes.
I promise you that.
Hinted at this before the break. Hamas planning to release 3 Israeli hostages tomorrow. It's part of phase one of the ceasefire and hostage deal, with 2 rounds of releases having already taken place. 5 Thai nationals will also be freed as part of the exchange. On Monday, Israeli government spokesperson David Mincer said 8 of the remaining Israeli hostages that are set to be released are dead. Israel is releasing around 2,000 Palestinian prisoners as part of phase one.
Okay, yesterday's program, we had City Manager Ed Spears chat with us about their search for a new police chief. 34 candidates as they had. Search narrowed now down to 8. An interview committee is set to narrow those applicants to the top finalists. And we had a verified pledge from Ed Spears on the show saying, we're going to get first dibs at those new candidates.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump has signed the first bill of his second term, a bipartisan measure designed to detain more migrants who commit crimes.
Surrounded by family of the legislation's namesake, President Trump signed the Laken Riley Act as his first signing ceremony of his second term.
It's a tremendous tribute to your daughter.
Riley was killed while out for a jog last year by a Venezuelan national in the U.S. illegally. Before the murder, he had been arrested but never detained by ICE.
Fox's Jared Halpert at the White House. Former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez receiving an 11-year prison sentence today.
I am innocent, and I look forward to filing appeals.
Menendez was found guilty of selling his influence to 2 New Jersey businessmen and the government of Egypt in exchange for gold bars, cash, and other items. America is listening to Fox News.
All
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Bank of Canada today trimming its key policy rate by 25 basis points to 3%. The move follows fears a tariff war triggered by the U.S. could cause major economic damage. President Trump is promising to impose a 25% tariff on all imports from Canada on Saturday. Canada sends 75% of all goods and services exports to the U.S. Stocks finished the day lower on Wall Street as investors digest the Fed leaving their key interest rate steady following three straight cuts to close out the year. The Dow dropped 136, the S&P off 28, and the Nasdaq lost 101 points. The Trump administration is offering millions of federal workers buyouts through a government-wide deferred resignation program. Those who accept the offer and resign by February 6 will receive pay and benefits through September 30th. Crude oil futures for March down more than 1% under 73 a barrel.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. We've all had good birthdays and bad birthdays, and Saquon Barkley turns 28 on Super Bowl Sunday. Obviously, the ideal birthday gift for Saquon would be the Eagles winning it all and him taking home the Super Bowl MVP trophy. But his 28th birthday could be one he would instantly want to forget if the Chiefs end up taking home the Lombardi trophy for a third straight year. We all know you could cry on your birthday if you want to. The question is, will those be tears of joy or sadness for the Eagles running back? I'm Zach Gelb.
In a world that moves a million miles a second, Häagen-Dazs invites you to slow down and savor every delicious bite. Take it one almond at a time with the Häagen-Dazs Vanilla Milk Chocolate Almond Bar. Madagascar vanilla, rich milk chocolate, and toasted California almonds make this unmatched icon legendary. Whatever Dazs you savor, a snack bar or your favorite flavor, say goodbye to the fast life and hello to savoring the finest ingredients and the richest and creamiest ice cream. That's Dazs, available at retailers nationwide.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick, and it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend. And she said, oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours. And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
We are expecting some snow here later today.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
Mayor Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thanks for having me. Our 17 critical roads within the city have already been cleared of snow.
When you need to know.
Scambia County officials are asking residents to be safe during the storm.
So we're asking people stay indoors if you do not have to go out, because then that will allow.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
All right now, baby, it's all right now.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant and Austin Price, 437. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Thanks a lot for taking us along. We certainly do appreciate that. Have you found the weekends? And we touched on this earlier in the week here, but are you missing the football already from the weekends? Like, there's no games on Saturday.
Absolutely. I'm wearing a football shirt for a bowl game.
I see that. 2021.
Yeah, I know. Old news, man. We've been terrible ever since this. So the next year we were okay.
So it's the only thing we have looking that we have to look forward to. It is in the kind of realm of football is the Pro Bowl, where they're playing flag football and getting paid $1 zillion for it.
Yeah, all we've got right now in the immediate future is this weekend the Pro Bowl, which has lost a lot of its luster.
They lost the game.
And the week after, and the week after that is the Super Bowl matchup that no one wanted to see.
Let me talk about that real quickly. Celebration went from out of this world to tragedy after the Philadelphia Eagles NFC Championship win on Sunday. Lillian Wu will explain.
The 18-year-old Temple University student who fell from a street pole while celebrating the Eagles' win Sunday has died. Authorities say first-year student Tyler Sabapathy fell on his head on his own after climbing a pole during celebrations in Center City, Philadelphia. He was rushed to the hospital in critical condition. A local report says he's been on life support since Sunday. Sabapathy, who's from Toronto, Canada, was a member of the school's gymnastics team. Temple's encouraging students affected by the loss to see counseling through the university. The mayor of Philadelphia had warned fans not to climb poles or shoot guns during the celebrations. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Well, I can tell you this. The mayor of Philadelphia has never gone through a Mardi Gras before.
I believe you.
What he just said, okay. But I will tell you this. New Orleans rectified this whole situation years ago about people climbing the light poles and thing on Canal Street.
Right.
They grease the poles. All those poles are greased. You can't climb up on those poles.
Right. Well, and not only that, you may have heard that she mentioned, he said something about no firing guns because a video went viral. It was just a crowd of people celebrating, but a Philly fan out of nowhere raised a gun, just started firing it in the air like a hick. I mean, just going buck wild. And it's like, are you serious?
Unfortunately, it happens during Mardi Gras as well.
I don't doubt it at all. Just like Bob Johnson, I think it was him, back during New Year's. Remember, he told us here.
Right.
Listen, don't be.
Bob had some good words.
I don't exactly endorse you to just start firing, but some people do it.
All right. Let me kind of turn the gauge here a little bit. Talk about some ice hockey. Local hockey here. Another brutal matchup this weekend for the Flyers. Pensacola faces Roanoke Friday and Saturday in the Bay Center. Friday, you can help beat childhood cancer with the Rally Foundation. Then on Saturday, get ready to throw or catch the bead. It is Mardi Gras night on the ice. Puck dropping 7:05 for both of those events.
All righty. And just to give you a bit of a quick basketball update here, college basketball, that is, we have another loaded slate this evening. We starting at 6 o'clock, we've got number 1 Auburn heading to LSU, number 6 Houston at West Virginia, number 17 Wisconsin at Maryland. There's some Big Ten action for you. TCU at number 22 Texas Tech. DePaul, who isn't good, they've got a losing record, but they are significantly better than last year. They are going on the road to take on number 25 UConn. UConn, of course, being the defending champs. Number 4 Alabama at number 14 Mississippi State. And then at 8 o'clock to end out the evening, Texas at number 23 Ole Miss.
Boy, it's a slate, isn't it?
Yeah, the SEC, you heard a lot of ranked SEC teams there. Just when you thought they couldn't get any better at football, and you next thing you know, they're looking decent at basketball. Now they're like the deepest conference this year.
Absolutely. Stay on top of that.
The rich are getting richer.
Report at the meeting Monday.
Gosh.
Okay. Pensacola International inviting passengers to enroll in the TSA pre-check expedited screening program. This is an excellent program if you fly a lot. You're a very frequent flyer. Cuts out that whole line situation. The event scheduled next week at the TSA pre-check temporary enrollment center starting on Monday. The pre-check, of course, is an expedited screening program that enables identified low-risk air travelers to enjoy a more efficient screening process. I thought I'd make that a soft line there. Center at PNS will be open from 8 to noon and then again from 1 to 5. They break from noon to 1. Take a little bit of lunch break on that side. But that's coming up if you're a frequent flyer. Take advantage of that. You'll save yourself some time.
All righty. A California mammal has been captured on camera for the first time ever According to the California Academy of Sciences, a Mount Lyell shrew had never been photographed alive before, making them the only known mammal species in the Golden State to have avoided human cameras. But in October, a wildlife photographer and student scientists went into the eastern Sierra Nevada mountains and caught six live shrews. They photographed and observed the small animals before releasing them back into the wild.
What kind of animal is that?
I don't know. I think they're pretty small.
Is it like a monk on the side of the monkeys or something like that?
I've heard of shrews. This is a Mount Lyell shrew, okay. But what are shrews again?
You brought up the story. Sure.
Well, I brought it up to the listener, who I'm hoping is more naturally prowess than me.
There you go. He's working on this thing here. Days are getting longer as spring creeps closer. 39 days until daylight savings time begins. That's Sunday, March 9th. Spring officially arrives in 50 days on March 20th, 11 days after DST takes effect.
It's a weird rat mole thing. It's cute.
It's a rat?
It looks like a mole with bigger eyes and a tail.
Those bug eyes, huh?
Yeah.
Those scare me.
Like, that's essentially what it looks like. It looks like a mole and a rat had a baby.
All right. Hey, have to go and go to Elon again to help us get us out of a little bit of trouble here.
Oh,
SpaceX,
really?
Well, Elon Musk, of course, he's the CEO of SpaceX, confirmed on Tuesday the two astronauts that you and I talk about, Suni and Butch, who have been stranded in space for the past 7 months,
right,
will be coming home. Thanks to Mr. Musk. President Trump asked SpaceX to step in and rescue Suni and Butch from the International Space Station. Trump said the two brave astronauts were abandoned in space by the Joe Biden administration, and we're going to go get them.
Wow.
There they go.
Well, I mean, hey, if you can bring them home, that's great. Politics aside. You know, speaking of politics, though, Caroline Kennedy, the daughter of former President John F. Kennedy, says her cousin RFK Jr. is unfit to serve as Secretary of Health and Human Services. She denounced him while reading a letter on X, going as far as calling him a predator and adding that his personal qualities are an even greater concern. She said her cousin has lied and cheated his way through life and led many of his own family members down the path of substance abuse. She also criticized his hypocrisy for making money from his crusade against vaccinations while vaccinating his own kids.
Yeah, that's a very contentious situation.
I was about to say, that is a lengthy list of criticisms.
I saw her on the... And it's not just her. It's the I don't know the exact number, but the majority of the family is saying, we don't want this to happen. Right. I wonder if they got mad because he switched from Democrat to Republican.
I know it's
because
always...
Because Kennedy's terribly entrenched in the Democratic Party.
Right. I always think that, I think the media always looks at family members giving their political views as if it means anything, but I don't think a lot of people care. Remember when Obama's brother, like half brother or whatever, was like, oh, super Republican? And then you had, I think it was Tim Walz's family that came out and supported Trump, or at least some members of them. And now you got Kennedy's family doing this. It's like, I don't think it's the smoking gun some people think it is.
Yeah, well. It's interesting. You have to admit that.
No, it is interesting.
It's cooler talk.
Yeah, this is. I wonder what their Thanksgiving tables are like.
Yeah, he was getting. We're talking about RFK Jr. Getting drilled today, up in Washington. But as he said, maybe it wasn't him. It said one of the senators was up there talking about. Doesn't matter what we talk about today. It's going to be along partisan lines.
Right.
The vote's going to be. You know, it's going. This is the way the vote's going to play out. Mm. It's a good show. And I'm going to tell you, the Fox News and the people that are carrying this thing live, they're making some great advertising dollars.
Oh, I'm sure they're loving every bit of it.
Oh, they're absolutely taking it to the bank.
4:45 here. Traffic and weather together, that's something that you can take to the bank as well, because we always get it for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, had an accident on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach. Accident was reported right in front of the Walmart Supercenter, so got a long wave of congestion there. Outside of that, it looks like just a lot of our usual spots, the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, along with Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Last major spots, Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 66 degrees, low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 68, low of 61.
4:46 News Radio 92.3. Have you ever noticed when you see an accident on the side of the road, when you drive by, you tend to look at those people. why did you do this? Why? It's not like they wanted to go out there and wreck their car. Right. Be not, if you're driving in the Navarre area and you're in front of the Walmart there, be kind.
Don't be mean.
Be kind. Hey, Fed employees were given an option on Tuesday. Now, this is interesting. If they didn't want to return to work at the office, they could certainly accept a buyout. Nice offer. The offer would give federal workers 8 months of pay and benefits if they accept the deferred resignation. This is in effect through February 6th. They also would be exempt from the order for federal employees to return to work in person. Florida, by the way, has about 89,500 civil employees or civilian employees.
Wow.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. 8 months of pay. That's pretty generous.
Yeah. Tomorrow night is the Fire Aid benefit concert for Los Angeles wildfire relief efforts. Superstar acts such as Billie Eilish, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Olivia Rodrigo, Stevie Wonder, and No Doubt are all set to take the stage in Inglewood, California. No Doubt, that's a name you don't hear anymore. The concert will be shown live The concert will be shown live on numerous platforms, including Netflix, YouTube, and Disney Plus, while also airing live on more than 860 iHeartRadio stations around the country.
Okay, is Gwen fronting the band?
I would assume. Because for those who don't know, Gwen Stefani's from No Doubt.
Right.
I mean, if they have No Doubt without Gwen Stefani, come on, what are we doing here? Are we gonna have?
You don't have No Doubt.
Destiny's Child without Beyonce?
No Doubt. Don't have No Doubt.
Yeah, we're gonna have the Supremes without Diana Ross. What are we doing here?
Well, they did it for years.
Well, whatever. You gonna do it again? Come on.
They did that for years. That wasn't a very good analogy. Okay,
just carry on. Whatever.
New flying tankers arriving here in Florida. Down at MacDill Air Force Base. Don't know where that is. It's down in Tampa. Bringing jobs and more activity to the Bay Area base. Well, Lloyd Sowers, he's down there with our affiliate, WTVT Channel 13 in Tampa Bay, has more from MacDill.
The hangars, which are historic, will be modified to accommodate these aerial refueling tankers, the KC-46, at least 20 different construction projects to accommodate these new planes. $275 million in the first phase. New crew to fly these planes is going to take a couple of years to work them all in to arrive here. Eventually, there will be 24 of these larger, faster tankers to do the air-to-air refueling for U.S. planes and allies all across the globe. These planes replace the old reliable KC-135s. The Congresswoman Kathy Castor predicting exciting times to come and saying that she is anxious to get started.
Alrighty.
Can you imagine? There you are. He was talking about the crews relocating down to Tampa.
Right. Okay.
Can you imagine being on, like, they have a big air base, like in South Dakota, in the middle of the winter? Just.
Ugh.
You think you want to make a transfer down to Florida from you? Hey, guys, can I see any hands? Who wants to go to Florida?
Yes, please. It's brittle up there.
Up. Let's go.
4:49, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Around this time every hour, I'd like to give you one last reminder of your Wall Street numbers. Stocks closing lower today. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 136 points to 44,713. S&P 500 dropped 28 points to 60,039. And the NASDAQ gained 101 points to 19,632.
I'm just going
to
wrap this whole thing. Military economy, kind of bundle it for you here. You know, it's like Bundruski.
Yeah.
From the State Farm. Bundruski.
They got me hating Andy Reid now.
All right. I think he's pretty cool. I love
those commercials. He's a cool guy.
Okay, new reports on the economic impact of Florida's 20 military installations. See how we kind of weave that in there from MacDill Air Force Base?
Mm-hmm.
Show they provide hundreds of billions of dollars in value. The economic impacts are traceable to the more than $65 billion defense expenditures that were injected into the state. In total, here comes some big numbers, $102.6 billion with a B, and 865,000 jobs were attributable to the spending. The state is now home to more than 1.6 million military vets and retirees. We thank you for your service, and thanks for coming.
100%. Just about 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, the Vatican again warning about the potential dangers of artificial intelligence. Golly, we are hearing about AI more and more. Got details on that story and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
I'm Fuad Reves, a home builder. Did you know there's a deadly, invisible radioactive gas that can seep into homes from underground? It's radon. Breathing radon can cause lung cancer. So protect your family. Talk to your builder. Tell him you want a healthier, safer, radon-resistant home.
Learn more. Visit the EPA at epa.gov/radon. That's epa.gov/radon. This public service announcement is brought to you by the EPA, who does not endorse this particular builder or any other commercial enterprise.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, that's some bad stuff. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Feeling pretty good this afternoon. I hope you are as well. Thank you so much for letting us jump in that car with you and take that ride to the house. Do you go out to the beach very often? I don't know if we had this conversation, but if you're a beach goer, you can get these are alerts are going to come in handy for you during the 25 beach season. These alerts are for surf and beach conditions even before you get on the 3 mile bridge heading across the Sykes Bridge. You'll know exactly what's going on over there. To sign up for the Pensacola Beach Surfing Warning Flag Alert, it's a big mouthful. That's why I kind of gave it that space, that deserved space. The text alert is PB flags, PBFLAGS, and text that to 888-777, and you'll get all the information you'll ever needed when you're going over to the island. All right. Well, maybe not all the information, but it'll give you the surf and stuff like that.
Alrighty,
important information.
Yes, you know what? Honestly, speaking of important information, we've got one last quick check of the roads and weather here for you this hour. And I'm going to get started with it a little bit early because it is kind of lengthy. This update is brought to you by Anderson Subaru, by the way. All right, six spots that are standing out to me on the roads. two in the Navarre area. If you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway passing Hurlburt Field, got a little bit there, and you're going to have another wave of it as you continue westbound passing through Windhaven Beach. On Highway 90, we have two spots traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, and two spots in Pensacola, the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Okay, those are the six spots. As for the weather, it's 66 degrees, low of 55 this evening. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 68, low of 61.
Yeah, good forecast.
As good as I can make it.
That's pretty darn good. Thinking about maybe going to New Orleans for the Jazz and Heritage Fest. It kicks off. Here's your dates, April 24th through May 4th. Let me tell you, two weekends and some rock. Are you ready for this? Foo Fighters, Chris Stapleton, Neil Young and Crazy Horse, The Killers, John Batiste, Queen Latifah, Earth, Wind & Fire, hundreds more.
All kinds of
folks. It's going to be a great couple of weeks over in New Orleans in Chili Gentilly at the fairgrounds. Always a good time over there. Meta, the Mark Zuckerberg company, is bringing you more AI. I know you were talking about AI. I wanted to throw this in here. To the personal assistant on its platforms. Eben Brown has more on this trending story.
Meta writes on its blog that its signature AI assistant now has a better memory. Whether using Meta's Facebook Messenger or WhatsApp, you can now tell Meta AI to remember things about you and allow it to learn about you or your interests and activities from the things you share in your messages with friends. Meta says the AI will use that information to tailor its responses to you. For instance, if it knows you eat only certain foods and you ask for a restaurant recommendation, Meta AI will know not to suggest eateries serving dishes you despise. The feature will work on all of Meta's platforms. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty. And yes, we did, as Chris said, we did hint at AI just before the break here. And that's because the Vatican, again, warning about the potential dangers of AI, on Tuesday called for governments to closely monitor the development of it, warning that fake media can gradually undermine the foundations of society. The new document about the ethics of AI said that, as in all areas where humans are called to make decisions, the shadow of evil also looms here. Last week, Pope Francis sent a message to the World Economic Forum during its annual meeting in Switzerland that the tech raises critical concerns about the future of humanity.
Okay, Pope Francis on a roll again, I guess. He's my pope, you know. Financially getting involved, is he?
I guess.
Okay, new mint-flavored treat. Gotta smooth this over here for you. A new mint-flavored treat is coming to a drive-through near you. The Girl Scouts are teaming up with Wendy's to offer a new limited edition Thin Mints Frosty. Whew. The swirl comes in chocolate or vanilla and goes on sale the same day online Girl Scout sales begin February 21st. But wait a minute before you get so excited. Remember how disappointed I was when Wendy's did the SpongeBob SquarePants?
Yeah.
There was no package. And what I'm saying is they had a hamburger and other chitchkas from SpongeBob SquarePants.
Right.
But it wasn't packaged.
The presentation was half-assed.
It was just thrown in the bag. It wasn't, you know, you expect to see it in a pineapple or something, you know? But anyway, so be careful. So I'm not going to endorse this till I have it. Till I try this thing out on the 21st of Feb.
Well, speaking of endorsements or the lack thereof, black-owned companies are urging U.S. consumers not to boycott Target over its recent decision to end DEI programs. The retail giant announced Friday that it was ending its efforts to promote diversity, equity, and inclusion at its stores, prompting calls to boycott Target. But some black-owned companies are coming out against it, saying that it would hurt their brands more than it would the retailer. In 2022, Target set a goal of having over 500 black-owned brands in its stores. The company has not commented on the boycott efforts.
458. News Radio 92.3, got a Honda. Here's a recall on the way.
A software error in the fuel injection electronic control unit of certain models can cause the engine to stall or lose power, increasing the risk of a crash or injury. That's according to a notice posted by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration about the recall affecting nearly 295,000 vehicles across the nation. The auto giant is recalling certain 2022 to 2025 Acura MDX Type S, 2023 to 2025 Honda Pilot, and 2021 to 2025 Acura TLX Type S vehicles, according to the notice. The fix is free of charge. Dealers will reprogram the software. Owner notification letters are expected to be mailed March 17th, according to the notice. CJ Papa, Fox News.
All righty. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. One last headline for you here. New details about Ryan Coogler's film Sinners are being released. A fresh trailer dropped on Tuesday that revealed the antagonist in the movie will be vampires. It's a period piece that will see star Michael B. Jordan in dual roles. It hits theaters on April 18th.
Okay, a very interesting hour on the way. We'll talk some sports. We'll talk some finance. I'll give you the numbers from the markets. All coming up on News Radio 92.3.
Every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.